The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on, guess what, anything that you'd like to talk about. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you get us right here, right now, on this very lovely but very cold Washington day. 888-630-9625. Perhaps you've had a problem and you've searched and you've done all the things that you can think of, and guess what? You come up with nothing but the potential of more drugs and surgery. Well, let us turn the light on for you. And by the way, we have one of those topics today. We're going to talk a little bit about, and actually quite a bit about, something that affects way too many people. And, you know, when we're talking about 29.1 million up to 30, some authors say about 31, 32 million people. That's a whole lot of folks in these United States that are suffering with diabetes or the potential diabetes. And they're saying that there's another 8 to 8.5 million people that are undiagnosed that have problems. So we're talking about a major deal here and something that causes a consequence of health infirmity that is disastrous, and we're going to talk about that in depth and in studio today. Somebody that you're all familiar with, somebody who has this together pretty well and is going to be lecturing on this subject this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing, Dr. Bryce Miller. And he's going to be talking about getting the facts on diabetes, not the fax machine, but the facts. Welcome, Dr. Bryce.
Good to be here.
You know, you and I have been preparing an awesome event, although you're going to do the lecturing this Wednesday evening. For those of you who know, some of you don't, the Rozelle Center, we're in the process today actually moving 60 yards away from where we're at. And, I mean, you come out of our parking lot, you can see the building and you walk into it. The brand new offices, the most modern upscale. I mean, it is gorgeous. They're lovely. They're beautiful. And Dr. Bryce gets the honor of launching the first in-house continuing education lecture this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Results Center. So, see, you have multiple reasons to come. One, you're going to find out everything that you want to know about diabetes and how to fix it, but you get to see what the modern state of the art of integrative healthcare looks like. So join us. All you need to do is call 703-698-7117, but get the facts this Wednesday evening. Dr. Bryce, let's get started. We said that this is a, you know, a ridiculously high incidence problem. And, you know, when we look at things from our point of view, structural, chemical, emotional, this is one of those things that kind of wraps it all together, and it has a huge manifestation about that. But, you know, let's start out with something really, really simple. It's like, what's the age group? And, you know, unfortunately, we're seeing that paradigm shift.
Yeah, there's a lot of different problems. The age groups can vary quite a bit as far as the prevalence of this. Like you were saying, about 30 million people in the United States have diabetes, and quite a few are undiagnosed with diabetes. Another stat as well is 86 million are pre-diabetic. So there's a ton of people sitting out there. About 25% of you listening on average are pre-diabetic right now and may or may not be aware of that. Studies say that 1 in 10 adults has diabetes, and over 65, it goes to 1 in 4. So this is very prevalent. It's a big problem, and it's causing a lot of damage to a lot of people's systems.
You know, we're not only talking about morbidity, you know, the loss of quality of life with all kinds of things that can happen from, you know, pain and loss of vision and kidney failure and can't feel anything anymore, and you're hurting in places that you never thought that you can hurt. But the problem is it's about the sixth or seventh cause of death in the United States as well.
Yep, they say it kills more than people with AIDS and breast cancer combined, actually.
And we're out there trying to figure out what to do with breast cancer, and everybody should go get a mammography. Not. There's a lot of ways of doing that, and that's a subject that we'll talk about at some other point. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we see a lot of patients in a lot of different types of conditions and so forth. But here's the deal with diabetes. And we're talking about not only type 1 diabetes, we're talking about type 2 diabetes, we're talking about diabetes insipidus, the whole range of problems. How do you distinguish between them? What's the incidence of that? What distinguishes one from the other to the other?
Yeah, the funny thing is they used to classify it as juvenile and then adult onset diabetes based upon when you got them. So type 1 would be juvenile, type 2 would be adult onset. But the facts are in the last, decade, two decades, the diabetes diagnosis has gone up about 400%. And we're seeing children with type 2 diabetes, not just the type 1. So the difference between the two is type 1 diabetes, only about 10% or less of the cases, and that's actually more of a genetic issue, an autoimmune issue with the actual body attacking the pancreas. Not as common, but the main one is type 2, which is well over 90% of the cases, and that's when your body starts to become resistant to its own insulin. Now, for you, those of you who don't know, insulin is what makes your body get the sugar out of the bloodstream. So you want to have your body's control to get the sugar out, because sugar in the bloodstream getting too high is very damaging. So your body starts to become resistant to the insulin because of this long-term chronic high blood sugar. And what it does is it causes the sugar to stay elevated for far too long, causing lots of damage and other issues throughout the system.
You know, they're talking about, senior citizens, right? You know, the golden age, as my godfather would say, you got to be strong to be old. But we're talking about in excess of one out of every four people who are above the age of 65 are diabetic. I mean, flat out diagnosed diabetic. You know, this doesn't have to do with age, as it has to do with the lifetime of doing certain things. Is that right?
Yeah, there's lots of factors when it comes to diabetes. One of the big mechanisms, people know the pancreas is involved with diabetes, but so is the liver. Now, what are people above 65 doing? I think on average they're taking over 10 medications apiece. That's a huge hit to your liver alone, which can alter your blood sugar, not to mention the chronic long-term effects of continual stress structurally, mentally, and emotionally that can add up over the years.
You know, we talk about something called metabolic syndrome, and I want to touch on a few of these things because I want to get people's attention. And metabolic syndrome is that triad of craziness that high-powered people that are constantly on the go, pushing, catch as much as you can. You know, you're talking about blood pressure, you're talking about cholesterol, and you're talking about diabetes or blood sugars going up. And all three of them start cascading in the wrong direction. And it doesn't have to be, one or the other separately that triggers. It's just, it's an environmental, it's a lifestyle, it's that whole, syndrome of, neglect. And, we start today and we see a lot more because of stress, particularly living here in Washington area, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're over the top. And second is that, if I ate the way of a lot of people ate as a kid around here, my father would smack me so hard I'd see yesterday, tomorrow. Why are we getting into such a problem?
I mean, you nailed it right there. Both of those are huge factors. Our diet in this country has gone down the tubes quite a bit in the last couple of decades, and that's an obvious major factor that most people are aware of. The one that people are not aware of as much, I think, is the stress factor. The stress factor is huge. When you have stress, you release the hormone cortisol. Now, that directly causes blood sugar to rise. Now, when you're in the jungle and you see a tiger, you want your sugar to rise so you can have energy to run away. But when you're driving down the highway every day or coming home to your family, your sugar shouldn't be sky high because of the stress hormone. And that is the big trigger. I've seen some patients that come into me that have great diets. They exercise moderately, and their sugar is through the charts. And that's because they have extremely high stress levels.
You know, the one thing that we haven't talked about, and this is the interesting piece, is we've talked a little bit about the chemistry. We've talked a little bit about the emotional piece, because when you're under stress, that's what happens. Your cortisol goes up, your blood sugars, crash, and they go back and forth until you end up in the real problematic situation where your inflammatory levels, your inflammation, which, our listeners have always heard me say, that's acid, and it causes things to break down. But people who are in chronic pain, people who have structural pain that they put up with over a long period of time, have a greater challenge of developing diabetes or blood sugar handling problems than others do.
Yep, that's correct. I mean, stress is not just emotional. Again, we always say that. You think stress, you think my emotional state. Well, in reality, it's chemical, so dietary irritations, dehydration, things like that, but it's structural. So if you have pain, that's a stress on the body. You're going to have elevated stress hormone in the body as well.
So you got to catch 22. One's chasing the tail of the other one.
Correct.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, your host, your presenter this Wednesday night at the Rozelle Center for Healing, Dr. Bryce Miller. We're going to talk about diabetes, get the facts, find out what's really going on, and not just here, take this drug for the rest of your life, and you know, we'll see what happens over a period of years as you lose your eyes, your kidneys, and you end up with this syndrome that they call a diabetic neuropathy. Here, let's talk about, you know, neuropathic pain, because, you know, so many people go into their physicians and, you know, they're scared to death that they have diabetes because their legs are getting numb or their feet are getting numb, their hands are getting numb, and they have this neuropathic presentation. But it's not necessarily always diabetes, is it?
No, not all the time. I mean, very simple situations can happen where you can get pressure on the nerves, either in your extremities, elbows, wrists, shoulders, the spine itself being out of place in a subluxation position, causing some pressure or stretching can cause that same numbness pattern, as well as sitting all day, putting pressure through your back, on the legs, again, improper seats, chairs, car position, posture, those all can put pressure on the nerves and give you similar type neuropathies.
You know, it's craziness because we see people that come into our practice and they're complaining of pain. And one of the things that people don't think about as well is, you know, we said earlier that, you know, look out for your eyes and your kidneys and, you know, amputations of different pieces of your anatomy, your fingers, your toes, and the like. But here's this thing called a headache. And we see patients that come in and these dull headaches behind their eyes, and that can be one of the preludes to a signal, a sign that says, hey, check your blood sugars.
Correct. Yeah, diabetic neuropathy is a very, very common cause of that. Other causes, too, actually relate to the structural system. In the upper neck and shoulder area, you get what's called referral pain, which means pain is coming from a different location than where you're feeling it. For instance, in your eyes, your forehead, and that area, you can get headaches and pressure there from knots in your upper shoulders. Now, in Chinese medicine, the latissimus dorsi, which holds down your shoulders, relates to blood sugar. So if your blood sugar is getting out of whack, the muscles that hold your shoulders down will stop firing, and you get reflexive tension in your upper shoulders and upper trapezius. Those knots can then give you a headache in the forehead and the eyes as well.
And that goes, and you can take that and talk about, you know, shoulder pain and elbow pain as well, because the triceps, the muscles that allow you to push at something, are also related to that whole mechanism. So you have several things. So you end up with, you know, elbow pain or shoulder pain that doesn't seem to go away, and that can be a blood sugar handling component that just makes it much more difficult to deal with. We're at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. If you're taking any kind of medication, this is an opportunity to ask Dr. Bryce Miller about what's going on, and we can handle those things. And this Wednesday evening, he's going to be talking to you about the facts, the real facts on diabetes. So if you're on metformin or, you know, Genuva or, you know, any of the medications from Glucophage, any of the injectables, and this is not okay. Your body is not meant to work that way. It wasn't meant to break down. It wasn't meant to be dependent upon, you know, take this pill for the rest of your life, and, you know, let's hope that you don't need, because you got to remember what medications are. Medications are simply a way of blunting the symptom so your body can deal with it. Blunting the symptom, that's not okay. I don't know if I was in your situation. I'd like to get rid of the problem and not just deal with it. So we're talking about your problem today and things that can make things a whole lot worse. But this Wednesday evening, Dr. Bryce Miller will be your presenter. All you need to do is call to register for that class, 703-698-7117, and tell the staff there that you'd like to be there. By the way, it's going to be a brand new office. Come and check it out. It's a really beautiful thing. We're really going crazy this weekend to get it ready for you. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. Yes, we are. 888-630-9625. That's how you find us right here, right now. Give us a call. We're talking about a subject that way too many of you are involved in. And what are we talking about? We're talking about diabetes. It's affecting huge numbers of people in this United States, and the number is rising exponentially. You know, in going back to the early 90s, or about 1990, diabetes, you know, was somewhere around 4 to 6% of the population. Now we're talking about huge numbers, up to about 15, 16% of the population. What's going on, Dr. Bryce Miller? Why are we seeing such a monstrous jump in this problem?
I think the most commonly thought about idea here is your dietary patterns. I mean, the diet has been absolutely atrocious over the past few decades, going from whole foods, controlled growing, soil that actually has minerals in it, to this industrial farming, which strips nutrition. Kids are being fed instant processed foods all the time. These processed foods, mind you, they break down much faster than a whole food product. I'm talking about, obviously, you know, your vegetables and grains and things like that. So let's just take a grain, for instance. But I don't like wheat in general, but let's just talk about the differences here. A whole grain product breaks down much slower. Your body can handle the sugar much easier. Doesn't cause a big spike in sugar and the damage associated with it. Now, these processed foods turn into sugar instantly. Your body's sugar spikes, causing damage to the system. And then what happens is the body gets overly reactive, causes your sugar to drop aggressively. And then you go into a hypoglycemic state where you feel tired. And then your adrenal system has to kick back up and make the sugar come back up. So you're causing this major stress to the body because of these dietary choices. And a lot of these foods aren't necessarily sweet that have sugar. High fructose corn syrup is getting into everything out there. And it could be, you know, microwavable foods or processed foods, chips, yogurt, milk, all these things that you think aren't really sweet are actually loaded with sugar.
Yeah, and diabetes, you know, the thing that is, and people say, well, I'm doing a sugar-free whatever. Well, sugar-free, if it tastes like sugar to your brain and your nervous system, by the way, it is sugar. Even if you're having a sugar-free Coke or whatever it is, you know, all those things are causing your body to break down, plus causing inflammatory levels, which means that the receptor, the place where the sugar should go, is being blocked. It can't be transported.
Yep, and there's two different types of artificial sweeteners, obviously. You have your synthetic ones like aspartame, sucralose, and all these garbage ones that actually cause brain damage because they get your brain so excited that they actually cause nerve death. And then the other ones, everyone's like, okay, well, I'll use my natural sweeteners. But again, like you said, even though it's got a more natural mechanism, it's still sweet tasting, and the body starts to produce insulin in response. If you have insulin in your body and no sugar, your cells will start to ignore that insulin, which is going to be a problem when you actually do have blood sugar in the system.
You know, as a patient of ours that we've been treating for quite some time, and this poor woman's been struggling with diabetes ever since I've known her. And, you know, we've changed her diet. We've done all kinds of things to try to get her to shift. And, you know, on the surface, she had done a lot, but she still was getting two things in her diet. She still couldn't get off her, because of her ethnic background, she couldn't get over her overeating white rice, and she couldn't get past doing diet sodas. And so I finally told her, I said, listen, I'll make you a deal. Don't touch any of those things. Do nothing but eat. And we laid out the diet, and I said, no sodas. The only thing I want you to drink is green tea and water for the next 30 days. I said, you can do anything for 30 days. And her blood sugars dropped like a rock. They came right down. And by the way, folks, you know, if you didn't do anything else except, you know, get rid of those things and go outside and walk every day, you'd be surprised how that would change your metabolic processing and drop your inflammatory levels. Remember, we're talking about a couple things here. We're talking about we're way too fat as a society because we're eating the wrong things. We're stressed over the top. It's not okay. And we're talking about society that physically, even though we're spending billions of dollars in trying to coerce everybody to go work out, people don't want to work out. They don't even want to walk. You know, they go from the house to the car to the office or a shopping center. They look for the closest place, you know, Rockstar parking right up front. And if they can't get that, they're upset. And, you know, their body is breaking down. And we wonder why we have a society in turmoil.
Yeah, I mean, just simple basic movement and a little bit of muscle growth is very important for helping with blood sugar, because you have to realize that all of your muscles are going to burn up sugar. So the more muscle mass you have, the more tissue is pulling sugar out of your system. So if you have a decent amount of muscle mass, you can handle blood sugar better. If you're sitting around all day and losing muscle mass and not gaining any kind of, you know, support there, your body has less place to put the sugar, so it's going to build up in the bloodstream and cause damage.
You know, it's unbelievable. Patients will come in and say, well, you know, I'm taking, well, let's talk about metformin.
Okay.
And, you know, they have all these other symptoms. They don't feel good. Their muscles ache. They're drowsy. You know, nausea, increased heartbeat, irregular heartbeat. The heartbeat keeps misfiring. Then they put you on tropiol and, you know, one thing for the others. And some of our patients end up with diarrhea. But all these things end up with the production of pain, you know, cold skin, and they can't breathe. And, you know, if you look up this, go into any of the sites and look up side effects of metformin, you're going to see this. But the one that they don't tell you about as well is that it also increases your risk to certain types of cancers. So when you know all these things and you know that you can end up with kidney failure and losing your eyesight and diabetic patterns that will auto-amputate your fingers, your toes, your foot, and so forth, why in God's name do people persist?
Because they're blindly following the directions of things without researching it. If you look at the actual mechanism of how metformin works, it's going to stop your liver from releasing sugar. Now, if you look at physiology, you understand that stress hormone, cortisol, causes your liver to leak sugar. So where's the real problem there? Maybe you should address the stress, and then your sugar won't be abundantly pouring, or I'm sorry, your liver won't be abundantly pouring sugar out versus trying to block the process, which screws up your digestive function.
You know, when you're under emotional stress, physical stress, or chemical stress, stress is stress is stress to the body, and it's going to produce all these lousy hormones that demand what Dr. Bryce was just talking about that takes place. You can fix this. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you find us right here, right now. Let's talk about the problems that you have. There's 25% of you or more that are suffering. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. Yes, we're in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Let's talk about diabetes or anything else you'd like to talk about. When we're talking about blood sugar regulation problems, this is getting a scary, scary subject because there's huge numbers of you that are out there that are potentially at risk. And my guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing, for our courtesy, as I said, doesn't cost you anything, in-house continuing education program. We do this as a public service. Dr. Bryce Miller is going to be talking about the facts, get the facts on diabetes, what it really is. You know, we said in the first half of the show that when you end up with a diabetic problem, whether it's type 1, type 2, type 1 being more autoimmune, type 2 being insulin resistance, and then diabetes insipidus, there's a reason for these things to happen. But let's take the one that's the far more common than any of them, and we're talking about insulin resistance. Type 2 diabetes used to be called adult onset, and as we mentioned before, it's no longer an adult problem. We're seeing so many of our children now at that place. They're either almost diabetic or they are diabetic. What are we talking about? We're talking about, you know, way too much weight that's not muscle weight on the body. We're talking too many carbohydrates. We're talking about sedentary lifestyle, people sitting around on their devices all the time. We're talking about genetics. We're talking about, you know, diets that cause inflammatory reaction and so forth. Then we're talking about huge amounts of stress, and we don't know how to modify them. And as we said earlier, we're talking about pain patterns. You know, if you're in pain and it doesn't go away. So we end up with this vicious cycle of cardiac problems and neurological changes and, you know, dizziness and lightheadedness and heartburn and constipation. Guys, ED, it's one of the primary reasons why a guy who shouldn't have a problem, you know, and I'm talking about guys who are in their 40s and 50s, you should not be having any ED problems, erectile dysfunction problems. Let's take a look at those blood sugar handling levels that you have and see what's going on. Abdominal fat, you know, that belly fat, and, you know, your hypertensive, your triglycerides start climbing, you can't sleep. It's sleep apneic problems. One of the primary reasons is diabetes or blood sugar handling. POC, ladies, polycystic ovarian disease. We talked about hardening the arteries, clots. So, Dr. Bryce, I set the stage for everything that we talked about in the first half. So here's the deal. You know, we've got all these people that are out there and potentially growing at risk. Virginia and Maryland tied at 10.3% incidence of diabetics. And those are diagnosed. And we're talking about people who are not diagnosed and people who are potentially diabetic are huge numbers. Let's kind of, you know, look at that again relative to what are we talking about truly with lifestyle? Why do we have these problems that are exponentially growing that are costing us billions upon billions of dollars?
Yeah, it's going to start off again. We're going to look at structural, chemical, and emotional triggers here, but we'll start with the biochemical situation. Like you were saying, with the incidence in our children starting us off, type 1 diabetes was always child diabetes, type 2 is always adult. That's not the case anymore. That's why they changed it to type 2 diabetes instead of adult onset. 1960 to 1970, about 4% of the children were obese. Now in 1999 to 2000, about 15% of the children are obese. So we see this elevation in obesity rates in the children and the population in general. Now the fat tissue itself is going to start to cause all kinds of problems for the body, which can also, again, throw your blood sugar off and cause stress on the system. And then we know that stress on the system will cause cortisol release, which will cause your blood sugar to rise as well. So we get caught in these nasty loops. So if we start off with the fact that as a child, we're eating too many processed things and not eating enough fresh foods, that's problem number one. Number two, nobody plays. Everybody's on a computer, like you said, or on a cell phone, or on a video game system. Nobody's playing. And when kids do play, people call the cops. I've seen articles like that. Their kids are running around in the park, and people get their cops called on because they're not used to seeing these children living the way they're supposed to live. Going through the teenage years, going through the college years, especially on the East Coast, very high stress, very competitive place. Your cortisol, your stress hormone starts to increase because of all these lifestyle situations. And now you have that sugar elevation as a side effect. If you don't take the steps then to prevent it, such as changing dietary patterns, exercising, you're going to have an issue. And then again, any kind of injuries you're going to get. It's not just, okay, I know I should eat better, I know I should work out. If your body has an injury, if you have a problem with a tight jaw, your cranium doesn't move right, head injuries, stress causing your jaw to tighten up, any of those pieces, those are going to be stresses that you can't take care of without somebody going in there and finding, addressing the problem. And this is a big issue as well.
This Wednesday evening, March 8th. At the Roselle Center for Healing, 7 p.m., Dr. Bryce Miller is going to be talking to you about diabetes and the facts, really, and how to get your health back and what you can do without drugs. The majority of you, the greatest majority of you, can get off your medications and reclaim your life if it's done properly. Why don't you find out? Why don't you find out what you can do? You know, the most common medication is metformin in the allopathic arena. And those of you who are on it, you know the side effects. You know that you're having muscle cramps, and some of you get headaches and weakness and dizziness and intestinal tract problems. And you know, even some of you are going into vomiting, and you lose sensation too, by the way. You lose vitamin B12. Goes right down the tubes. So if you're on those types of things, and B12 you need for neurological cognitive capacity to keep inflammation down, it goes on. I mean, and you're gonna have no energy whatsoever. So this Wednesday evening, it's time for you to really find out what the deal is. That's the 8th of the month at the Roselle Center for Healing. We're in Fairfax, and we're just changed the office space. We're 60 yards away, and it's an amazing new office that we created, we designed just for you. Come and see it. Come and check it out, and you know, we'll have you look quickly, as long as you don't, you know, stumble over some of the boxes that we still have piled up. But we're really proud of this. It's a beautiful place. But I'll give you the opportunity. The most important thing is to find out how you can get your life back if you're beginning into that diabetic, that high blood sugar problem. And by the way, if you're suffering from a reactionary blood sugar, which is an up and down pattern, this is your opportunity as well. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Talk to us about your pain. Talk to us about the problems that you're having. If it's related, we'll tell you so. And, you know, when you go to your doc, does he always run the right testing for diabetes? You know, at least running, you know, your blood sugar levels and an A1C. Dr. Bryce, you know, everybody says, yeah, my doc runs an A1C. But what is an A1C?
The A1C is a measure of how much of your red blood cells have become glycosylated or damaged from sugar spiking, and it actually measures the average over the course of a 3-month period. Now, typically, most doctor's offices are just looking for diabetes or not diabetes versus giving you maybe some warning signs when you're in that pre-diabetic range. So if you're below a 5.7, so 5.6 or below, you're in the normal range. But the pre-diabetes starts from 5.7 to, you know, the lower sixes, I should say, 6.1, 6.2. They say 6.4 is the starting point. So if you're in that range and you're not aware that you're kind of dancing with the doorstep of diabetes, you might want to know that. Might be a good thing to find out for yourself. And then what happens with this sugar spiking, you get these damaging proteins called AGEs, or advanced glycosylated end products. So they sound like what they do, AGE. It makes you age. It causes inflammation. It can cause heart disease and cause dementia and all these different pieces. So the sugar is just extremely damaging. Now, don't get too worried if you're an older person or have had this for a while. No matter what your age is, you should be able to recover and respond if you give the body the appropriate things it needs. There are deficiencies of certain things. I don't think many people have a deficiency of metformin, but they might have problems with chromium or other herbal nutritions that could help them out, or vitamins, simple as B vitamins and other pieces there. So we want to address what is going on, what you're deficient in, and get the body back on track.
888-630-9625. Give us a call. Listen, you know, here's the situation. You're going in and do blood work, right? And I'm noticing, I think you have as well, that we're seeing the top end of the blood sugar chart get higher. And, you know, years ago, it was, you know, you couldn't get over, 95 to 97 was the top range. Now I've seen some labs that are kicking it up there to 110. Not okay. Functional medicine normals, that's, you know, where the body's supposed to really be and how it's supposed to work, is 75 to about 85, 88. It shouldn't be any higher than that. And with an A1C that is lower than, you know, the target ranges for somebody who's diabetic now is to try to get them under 6.5. That's not okay. You know, if you're anything higher than, you know, 5.6, you got a problem.
Right. Another piece to look at, too, is they're looking for high sugar, high sugar, high sugar. If a normal allopathic guy, he sees you have a sugar of a 65, he says, hey, it's great, you have low sugar. I say, no, that's called reactive hypoglycemia. That's a low blood sugar pattern. You're going to have muscle breakdown, which is going to further exacerbate how well you can pull sugar out of your body. You don't want to lose muscle. It's a sign of an adrenal deficiency. You should have a normal resting blood sugar at a certain level. If you can't maintain that blood sugar because your cortisol level, which should be normal to keep your sugar normal, is now low because your adrenal is tired, you're going to get reactive low sugar, which can then lead into a diabetic pattern.
You know, the funny thing is that diabetes is one of those conditions that when somebody ends up with it, they come up with all kinds of emotional attachments to it. It's like they failed. You know, they're going to just continue to break down now. So they go into this fear cycle and stress levels get worse, and that perpetuates the problem. It's this never ending, oh my God, but you got yourself there in the first place. And what we really want you to get a handle on is that you don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to stay a diabetic in the greatest majority of cases, and I mean the greatest big majority of cases. This stuff, in our experience, our clinical observations over a period of, you know, 4 decades, is reversible. This is something that can be changed. Do you want to change? Do you want to change your life? Do you want to change things, you know, permanently, or are you putting up with? 888-630-9625 is how you call us today and ask us a question. But more importantly, come this Wednesday evening, come and listen to Dr. Bryce Miller about the truth about diabetic cases. He's going to give you all the facts. He's going to tell you what you can do. He's going to give you stuff you can do and take home with you. If you're on medications, if your doctor tells you you're pre-diabetic, if you're pre-diabetic, you're there. You're already there. You got a problem.
Right. I mean, that's just... You can label however you want to label it, but if you're above the 5.6, you're already moving that way, you're on the path to becoming that way, so you should take the steps now as if you're already in that position to prevent it from being a problem.
Bernice, thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Oh, I have a question about joint pain. Like, as you get older, you get joint pain, and I wanted to know, I know you say it's not normal, or we could at least prevent it. What are the supplements, or what are we doing wrong that a lot of people are getting joint pain in their shoulders and their knees? What supplements do we need, or what are we doing wrong?
Okay, so let's talk about joint pain a little bit, Dr. Bryce. You know, it's right up in this alley that we're talking about right now that can cause, you know, a diabetic neuropathic type of condition, but it can come from many other things.
Yeah, there's lots of different reasons for joint pain. First thing I think about, obviously, is the muscle function around the joints. Your knees, above them is your intestinal muscles, below them is your adrenal muscle, so it could be internal dysfunction. It can be nerve damage because of compression in the back from disc degeneration over time. It could be blood sugar patterns as well. Have to be a little bit more information to get it figured out. But one of the simple things you can do some movement of the joint, find some pain, put some water in your mouth. Do not swallow the water and move the joint the same way. If the pain decreases, you are dehydrated. Very simple fixes there. I've had a few people that had knee surgery replacement set up and then never had it done just from drinking more water. Some simple things that might help out.
We are a super dehydrated society. It's like crazy. Nobody drinks water. They think it's for washing only.
Correct. Our joints are 70% water. There's no blood supply to our cartilage in our joints or in our discs in our spine. If you don't have enough water, you are going to degenerate and break down.
And the joint space, the body triages water, by the way. And what that means is that when you drink a glass of water, it's going to go to, if you haven't had any up until that point, it's going to go to the organs of survival. And then it goes to soft tissue. Then it goes to detoxification. And then lastly, whatever happens to be less happens to go to the joints. If you don't have enough water, you're going to hurt. You're going to degenerate. You're going to have all kinds of problems. There's a host of different supplements, but those are everything from, you know, proteolytic enzymes to the glucosamines, the sulfate forms, the MSMs, and so forth. There's a lot of ways to go after that. John, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, Doc, thanks for the show. Great stuff.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I'm going to be brief so you can help other people. The short of it is, how do you correct the cycle up and down, lifelong issue of dealing with fungus from the time I was a young man? My father came back from World War II with awful jungle rot that he had to deal with his whole life, which later manifested into diabetes and a host of other things. But this has plagued our family, and more recently myself, over the years, this cycle of extreme diet, nutrition, trying to reestablish the flora. There's got to be a better way. I got to get off the merry-go-round.
John, there is. And there's so much. The problem is with any kind of fungal patterns that are, you know, you start out as a young kid, you're playing sports, you got, you know, what we call jock rot or, jock itch, athlete's foot, irritations underneath the arm, all the warm, you know, wet, soft spots. But the problem is so much of that is genetically inherited. That's why it's so difficult. And it's just like a Lyme's pattern. It's one of these things that gets in and buries itself deep into the tissue and into the genetic map, and the body begins to, you know, really suffer with this. So how you deal with it, if you've got to do something dramatic. First, you stop feeding it. The things that feed fungus are alcohols and sugars of any kind, and, you know, hits the subject completely. Most diabetics have all kinds of fungal problems. The fact that your father came back, if you weren't born when he came back and he had that type of problem, then there's a genetic pass through there as well, but you probably were predisposed from your mother. So there's a whole list of things. This is a program that actually will benefit you, but there's nutrient bases. You got to clear the gut. You got to detoxify the system. You've got to break down the biofilm that covers and protects the mold and fungus. It literally takes 2 to 3 years to make it happen, but it can happen, and you can reverse it. You're always going to have a little bit of greater susceptibility than somebody else, but more than likely, you're going to, you know, be able to beat this. Give us a call, John, if we can help. Love to talk to you about it at any time. We're coming up to a break. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening, Dr. Bryce Miller, is going to be talking about diabetes. Get the facts and get your health back. Get your life back. Get off the medications. Come to our office. We'll be right back after these messages.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every week at 12 noon. Same old place on your radio dial. If you're on the West Coast and you're listening, you know the math. You know what time to be there. Tell your friends to join you for breakfast, and you can have the Dr. Tom Rozelle Breakfast Bunch and listen to the program. If you're anyplace else, you can do the math. And those of you listening to Armed Services Radio, thank you so very much, and we do appreciate all the good that you do for us. We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. This Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing, at the new Rozelle Center for Healing, at the new Digs, the great place that we're going to be working out of and designed specifically for you in mind. Dr. Bryce Miller will be your host, and he's going to be talking about diabetes. Get the facts and take back your health. It's an important subject. So many of you are skirting right on that line, and you're ultimately going to go into that diabetic phase. There's millions of you that are out there, and unfortunately, it's affecting our children as well. You need to get this fixed, because the ramifications that come along with a diabetic condition is not something that you want to embrace or entertain. It can take you down a slippery slope where you begin to see systems and organ systems begin to shut down. Not okay. Find out what you can do about it. This Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing, diabetes, get the facts, take your health back with Dr. Bryce Miller, who happens to be my guest in studio today. Dr. Bryce, let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be covering this week.
Okay, so on Wednesday, we're going to start off just going over some basics about what diabetes is, kind of give you some general understanding of how it works, what's happening, compare the type 1, type 2, and different patterns there. Go over a few different things that can happen as a side effect of diabetes. Then we're going to break it down through and go through causes. structural, chemical, and emotional. So biochemical, looking at dietary patterns, fructose consumption, obesity, how it relates to diabetes, going through stress patterns, not only how cortisol affects blood sugar elevation, but also the cravings, the hard-to-break cravings for sugar, which then cause stress on the system as well, and how to look at that and how to address those issues. And then, of course, structural problems, looking at the physical pain-inducing issues with sugar and the problems and issues and changes in how you walk that can happen when your blood sugar is not where it's supposed to be.
You know, this is nothing to play with. You know, we talked a little bit about all the things that can happen from, you know, increased heart attack risk and clots every place in your body, stroking. It's not okay. Peripheral vascular disease, you know, PVD, and you got all kinds of drugs out there for it now. Ladies, you know, early on and continue, polycystic ovarian disease, we're seeing that far more with young girls. Sleep apnea condition, you know the commercials. Well, here's the deal. You got control, man. You don't have to go do it, you know, the hard way. You can fix it, and you can fix so many. Your liver's going to break down. Your kidneys are going to break down. Your blood pressure's going to go up. It's not okay. All that fat around the, and by the way, guys, listen, as I said early on, ED, not okay. You can fix it. It's, you know, most of the problems that we see with erectile dysfunction have to do with inflammatory levels that are constant, chronic, and persistent, and they block the receptors, and you can't get hormone to transport, and then pretty soon hormone begins to break down. And then so you go off and you know, you go to the party drug and you get Viagra or Cialis, and you think that you're going to be Superman with that. But guess what? Those things do have side effects as well, and they do show up sooner sometimes rather than later. So if you'd like to break that crazy cycle, here's an opportunity this Wednesday evening at the Rizal Center for Healing. Come around and take a look at, you know, not only the new gigs, but find out what you really can do about it. Dr. Bryce, I got a quick question.
Sure.
You know, we hear about peripheral neuropathy, leg pain, and it shows up. Sometimes there's pain, some foot pain, hand pain. Sometimes there's no pain and no sensation. How does that happen, and is it reversible?
Well, the thing with the body is people's bodies perceive pain differently. Some people have all these different problems going on. I can see arthritis, I can see weakness of muscles, but they have no symptoms. So sometimes you might not be aware something's happening unless you're there checking it out. Sometimes it can be an issue of, you know, the type of compression it is. You might not realize you're not feeling that area of the body because you haven't gone down there and messed with it for a while, or you haven't gone out for a big walk or tried things out. You haven't paid attention to those things. So what I want you to know is we can give you the ideas and answers and give you the things that you need to do that you can do for yourself to take back control of your own life when you come down.
Yep, and you got to remember, it's, you know, sometimes that long-term high blood sugar level is going to cause hypertension as well, is going to cause all kinds of things. But this is an opportunity this Wednesday evening at the new gigs, the digs, rather, at the Rizal Center for Healing. Join us. We're coming up to that time of the show. We're sorry we left you hanging. We love you. See you next week. Bye.